So, all right, we had the first obstacle, which is religious pride. It can be overcome by constant chanting. I will discuss one more obstacle and then I will end this class to see if you have questions. Many devotees are suffering from fear. They are afraid to surrender to Krishna. There's also another fear, which I will address first. It's the fear that I'm not good enough in devotional life. I can't keep all the 64 rules which are there in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Nowadays, in the modern times, devotees do not want this fear any longer. Because they have recognized that if I'm always acting under fear, then I can't develop spiritually. There are real fear religions. There exists something like fear religions which work with the fear principle. The early Christians, for instance, applied this principle. If you don't come each Sunday to the church and keep the Ten Commandments, you will for sure go into the hell, and it is very bad for your skin. It is too hot. Yeah. Yeah, and we also did this sometimes in our movement. If you don't come to Mangal Aarti, you don't get any breakfast.
Yeah.
And our celebrated center for Vedic studies, this was a rule in the early days. Oh. And devotees say nowadays, no, this can't work. What do you think about this? It's an interesting question, eh? It's a fact. You can't develop love in your heart when fear is sitting there. But at the other hand, when you are so much involved in material life that you don't, or let me say, when you are, on the other hand, we are so conditioned that we don't do anything to get out of this conditioning, we will stay conditioned forever, and that's a great fearful situation. Each one of us is already in a fearful situation. We have to die.
Ooh.
It's not nice to die. So we have to do something. But if the only reason why we do engage in Krishna consciousness is a fear principle, we will never get love in our heart, love for Krishna. Fear is a poison which goes into the body. It has some physical reactions in the body. It's a mental poison. Also, it's not just physical, mental also. And when you have fear, there cannot be any love. But when you go with a gun, love me or I shoot you. So we should not practice Krishna consciousness out of fear. We should, but at the same time, we should not just let anything go. We should have some discipline, otherwise we are lost. But I want to address another point here about fear. When some devotees are afraid to surrender to Krishna, it's an instinctive fear. Because the moment you surrender, you give up control. And you come under the control of someone else. Now, some devotees are not convinced that they are fully controlled if they simply give up and give to Krishna, that it will really work. And it is understandable. I think Sundarananda knows from Sankirtan that sometimes one just does not want to go on the street. One is afraid. Because one will meet all these impossible people. Maybe one will not distribute any literature. Maybe it will become very, very intense. And one just does not feel one can surrender to Krishna. One is deadly afraid to do this. Or in other services, to go preaching. I heard that there, of all the fears which are existing in the world, two are the strongest. One is to speak in public, and the second is to die while speaking in public. What do you think? Funny, isn't it? Imagine we would ask little Mangala, I don't feel qualified today. You give the lecture, the Sunday lecture. I can guarantee you she would be so afraid. We would have to have 100 strong men to bring her on the stage. She would develop superhuman strength to avoid this situation because she would be so afraid. So very often a devotee may have come to the movement for Krishna consciousness, but when it comes to really say, Nasi Dragi Gotaskodin, I want to surrender to you. One voice says, no, don't do this. You don't know what will be the reaction.
Часто, как в духовном живот, мы скажем, как мы кажем, dragi moj gospodine, predajem ti se, čemu nam drugi govorit, kaže, možda ga bolje da to ne učiniš.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada, he was telling us how he was afraid to surrender to Krishna. Many don't know this. Listen very carefully. When Prabhupada was in Grihastha life, he had a dream where his spiritual master called him to take sannyas. Now in ISKCON it's very comfortable to take sannyas, but the original rule to take sannyas is really shocking. ISKCON, you get your room. Yesterday I got a pizza which was so good, I didn't believe it. I had to finish the whole thing. and you get, we are the richest people, we sannyasis, we should be the poorest, but and so on. But let me tell you what it originally means to take sannyas. Dobro, yes, dobro pizza, yes.
I zapravo mislim, ja si smo najbogatiji, a trebali mi smo biti najsiromašniji. Znači vam nečestim spriježati što zapravo znači budeti sanjasi.
Yes. So the sanjasi would go to the end of the river, not the end of the village. And he, behind him, no, before him he would make three lights, shoop, into the draw three lights. One line represented the family. Then his wife and his relatives. The other represented the village. And the third line represented a comfortable life. He would draw these lines. The whole village was crying at this moment. Then he would look one time towards the village. And then he would physically step over the three lights, indicating that he would never return to this. He would never return to his relatives and his previous wife. He would never return to the village. He would never return to a comfortable life. He would surrender totally to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His, that means Krishna's, plans. No security, no bank account, just, my dear Lord, I'm your child, you now take me and guide me. So when Prabhupada saw his spiritual master in his dream calling him to take sannyas, he was afraid. One year later he had the same dream. He saw again Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who had a danda for him. And he was calling him, come, come. Prabhupada said, I was horrified. Can you understand why? I think we all can understand, Deva Deva. To cross these three lines is very heavy. It's practically a social death. In Iskon, your social life starts when you are taking sannyas. Krishna, Krishna. Toi, So, to surrender to Krishna, since time immemorial, has this, you know, this connotation. This is a difficult word, you understand? Wait, you're already getting into, let me say the whole sentence. To surrender to Krishna, since time immemorial, has this connotation that I'm going to give up all my control, all my security, and I'm just putting my hands up to be guided by the Lord. And therefore many of us are just instinctively afraid of doing this. What if I give up my arrangements? Oh. What if I give up my old habits? What will happen? And will it work? Look, there are so many dysfunctional people who try to surrender to Krishna, and now they say, "Oh, I did a mistake." What is your own thought on this subject? Have you ever? See, most of us live a compromised spiritual life. Ooh. I'm sorry, maybe I shocked you too much. My dear devotee, please hear now my own thoughts on this. I really feel that material life is full of fear principles. And only if you can surrender to Krishna can you escape material life and live a spiritual life. But this surrender must be done voluntarily. On the basis of faith, of joyful faith, according to our state in Krishna consciousness. Oh, Daddy Baksha is getting a Bhagavad Gita. I want to read to you a beautiful verse from the Bhagavad Gita about surrendering to Krishna and what happens when you do it on the basis of full faith. When you do it out of force or because you are afraid, Krishna may not come to your help. Surrender to Krishna only works when we do it with faith. Yes. There is a very nice verse starting with Machita Sarvadurgani. Let me just find it for you. It takes a moment. Mm-hmm. and much it has here. 1858. Stavavali will now read this. I will read it in Sanskrit and you will hear the Croatian translation. Matsita Sadavadurgani Matprasadatarishyasi Atachatvamahankaram Nashroshasi Vinangshati Nanshasi.
Ako
Yes. You will be lost. Yes. It's strong. As devotees, we have to learn to become conscious of Krishna minute by minute. And we have to learn to act in full dependency of him. We have to learn to be connected with him and receive his guidance. This is, we need to open a channel of connection to Krishna. It's almost like, you know, some Matajis have the earring on the ear. And you have to first pierce the ear and make a hole. And then you have to be very careful that the ear doesn't again grow, the hole disappears. You have to be careful that it stays whole. Matajis will be able to tell you the full detail of this. The same is, we have to make a connection with Krishna, channel to Krishna, and take care that it doesn't close up again and become cloaked. And then we are not afraid. But if we just don't have any connection to Krishna, wow, the idea of surrender is very difficult. So the only possibility to give up the fear of surrender is to become conscious of Krishna and be guided by him. Before you do something, you should say, my dear Lord, please give me the strength to do this. Then you do something in your life, say,